Good morning, Pam. It's Tim Carter. Thanks so much for calling Ask the Builder on WGRR. Great to have you here.
Thank you.
How can I help you today, Pam?
We have a problem with the front of our house. We're the second owners of a four-year-old house, and it's a brick front. We have the lower four windows in the front of the house leak profusely on certain storms. It depends on the direction of the winds, I guess. And recently, you know, we've been in touch with the builder who had said they were coming out. Then they were going to send the mason. And here it turns out a week and a half ago, our neighbors across the way have the whole brick front of their house taken down. Apparently there was no flashing done on the front of their house. So now we have a situation where the builder is coming back. The mason came out and he's saying that it needs to be caulked and sealed. So the builder's going to set us up with some kind of caulking and sealing program, but we still don't know if we do have flashing on the front of our house. We don't know if the solution should be to take the whole brick front down or to do partially of the brick front to do the flashing, but we're just at a loss for what the right solution is.
Okay, this problem that you're having or that your neighbor had, first of all, let's talk about how you can tell whether or not you have flashing.
Okay.
It is, if it's installed correctly, you know you have it because the flashing is actually supposed to extend out from the face of the brick about a half inch or so. And this flashing can be made out of any number of materials. It can be metal. It can be copper. It can be a plastic-type material that has that's asphalt impregnated. And the where you were talking about, like leaking at the windows, mm-hmm. is a classic location, because without even seeing your home, my guess is that underneath those windows, you have bricks that are turned on their side, and they're supposedly, you know how they... Do you have a sill like that? In other words, where they took brick, put them on their side, and have the brick kind of extend out?
Yeah.
Away from the window? Yeah. Well, that's a classic location for where the brick leaks. You can actually make it leak yourself if you wanted to, but I don't want you to do this. You could actually just put a garden hose up there, and the water actually goes right through where the mortar touches the brick. Even though it looks to you that that's a solid contact point, water goes through there like it goes through a screen.
Okay.
Okay, now, if you go to my website when you get a chance, and under my brick navigation link on the left-hand side, I have maybe three or four columns about brick veneer water leaks, and I explain in great detail about these flashings. There was a big builder here in the Cincinnati area that went bankrupt because of a problem just like this. I mean, it was a huge builder, and the name of the company began with a Z, and I was one of the witnesses on the trial that made this happen, one of the expert witnesses.
Wow.
And it's a rampant problem across the nation where builders and bricklayers have been eliminating and not using these flashings. And even when they do put them in, sometimes they put them in wrong. And sometimes they'll put what we call a base flashing in where the first course of brick starts up off the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't do it right. And they don't extend it out past the foundation. They don't provide a mechanism behind the brick to keep the weep holes open. In some instances, they don't even put weep holes in. In other words, which are just pathways that allow the water to get out. What a lot of people don't realize is that brick, even regular brick walls, they leak lots of water in wind-driven rains. And you said it, so you gave the clue right at the beginning. In certain storms, you get a lot of water.
And it's in all four windows.
Yes, that's exactly right. I would expect it to be that way. What a lot of people don't realize, Pam, is when water hits, you can actually do this test yourself. It's really kind of cool. Next time, you got to make sure you do this in a safe way. You got to be careful. But if you're driving in the rain, mm-hmm. and it's kind of a pretty decent rainstorm, open the window of your car. I know this sounds crazy, and I just want you to stick your hand out for about 10 seconds, and you'll actually feel those raindrops hit the palm of your hand, and it'll hit pretty hard. Well, that's what happens against the side of your house. In other words, those raindrops are being driven against your house, and each successive raindrop drives the water from the one just before deeper into the brick. Like you would take a hammer and drive the head of a nail. You know, like how you drive a nail into a piece of wood? That water is being pushed by the wind and by other raindrops right through the wall. And actually on the back side of your wall, you have water just streaming down the back of the brick where you can't see it. That's why these flashings are so important. So to answer your question is, relying on caulk and sealants and all this other stuff is a permanent solution that is not acceptable.
Okay.
You should be negotiating to have your brickwork completely redone if you can prove that there isn't any flashing there, and you want to have the new brick put in according to the Brick Institute of America, their recommendations and their specifications, and all that's for free on the internet. If you go to BIA for Brick Institute of America, BIA.org, go there, and they've got a special little link that it's called Technical Notes.
Okay.
Look for that Technical Notes link, and they have, I think it's Technical Note 19, 19A, and 19B talk about this. But I reference those on my website. If you just go to my website, I point you right to them.
Okay.
But it's a serious problem. And I just got to tell you, you're going to open up a can of worms because it's going to be an expensive fix.
I have a feeling that all the neighbors that have brick fronts are going to be, you know, having the same question.
Like, yeah.
We have flashing.
Well, that's what brought this builder down. See, that's why you got to get in quickly before the whole thing starts to collapse like a house of cards. Because there are many people in this town here in Cincinnati who own houses built by this. I'm not going to say the name of the company. It begins with a Z.
Okay.
And they don't even know they've got a problem. They're just totally unaware of it. And there are hundreds and thousands of newer brick homes built in Cincinnati that are leaking water like sieves.
Is this part of the International Building Code?
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, that's the problem. The code is this moving target. What may be code in one city is not the same in another city. The different municipalities have the right to modify the model building codes.
Okay.
So I can't tell you what the code requirement was in your area.
Okay. Because I had gone online and was looking at that, and apparently in the Pennsylvania region, Governor Randall was making it adopted through the Act 45.
Yeah, I don't know. And remember this. This is what a lot of people don't understand. The building code is a set of minimum standards.
Right.
If you build a house to code, all that means is the best analogy I've always given is, let's say you take a class in college and the passing grade is 70.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you just passed. You got a D- on the test. That's what your house. If you have a house that's built to code, your house has got a D minus, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because in almost every single aspect of the code, there are many, many, many other things that you can do to actually build the house better.
Okay.
In other words, the code just means that the house is safe. That's what it means. It really isn't a quality issue, you know, a true quality issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it means it's safe from a quality standpoint. But that doesn't mean that that long term that it's built that it's going to stand the test of time.
Okay.
I can take in plenty of houses that are built to code where the floors feel like I'm on a mattress. You know, I'm bouncing up and down, but it's built to code.
Hey Tim, at one point the mason had talked about coming out and removing the brick from around the windows and above the garage, and just doing a partial?
No, it's not acceptable. I mean, are you the first owner of this house?
No, we're the second owner.
You may have a tougher time negotiating this one. That would be like, I'll tell you what that's like. The chances of you getting a perfect match on the brick and the mortar are going to be questionable. It's going to be really hard to do that, and it's going to look like there was a repair there. So it would be... I don't know that if that's the best that you can do, then that's great. But make sure that they, you know, that you're going to have a brick that matches identically. And I do have a column on the website that tells you how to match the mortar.
Okay.
You want to figure out how to do that. All right, Pam. So I think you got a little bit of reading to do.
All right.
And I wish you the best of luck in this, and it's going to be, you've got kind of a tough road to hoe here.
All right. Thanks so much for your help.
Well, you call me anytime, Pam.
Okay.
All right, have a great day. You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.